Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about the fucking boomers. Well, let's go. Yes, I was making a video earlier, but it came a little bit too extreme. So, let me bring it up. Let me show you. Yeah, I'm on Rumble, so if you want to check me out on Rumble, there I am, Ganzu OG. But yeah, I made a video called What's Wrong with the World? And that was about all this bullshit about white supremacy. Yeah, because you know, it's nobody loves white supremacy, but black supremacy is fine. But yeah, you should check out that video. You know, just saying. Yeah, I'll make it easier for you. Here's my QR code, and it'll take you to my Merovingian. It's kind of like Twitter. I'm not going to call it X because fuck Twitter. They like to censor shit. And right here, they don't. It's so beautiful. And you get to talk to me and to all kinds of people. But yeah, I'm on YouTube. Yeah, fuck YouTube. They like to censor. But on MGTOW.TV and on Rumble, they don't. So yeah, that thing's pretty cool. So check me out right there because right there I have no filter and I say all kinds of crap. Yeah, so yeah, please check me out there because if you don't, I might go away. Yes, don't make me go away. So, please don't. I like talking to you people. Please. Anyways, let's go back to the show. My little shills. I'm sorry. Back to the show, correct? Yes. This is about the baby boomers. Yes. They were right here. Here's this little website called Real Time US Baby Boomer. Yeah, and it's like a death clock for them. Oh yeah, these suck so much. Yep. It says, Real Time US Born Baby Boomer Generation Population Death Clock, born from 1946 to 1964, so they age from 61 to 79. And right here it says, U.S. Baby Boomers dead. So of all of them come out, about 36 of them are gone. 36%. Yes, hopefully the COVID makes it go a little bit higher. So it says there's a total of 85,300,058 blah blah blah. And there's about 54 million alive and there's 31 million dead. Oh yeah. So it says death every 14.6 seconds. So that makes it about 6,000 deaths today. Oh yes, that made my penis tingle. Did your tickle ping tingle? Yeah, did it with me. Total born percentage currently dead. How many are alive and dead? How often one dies and how many have died today? Yes. By 2028, the youngest boomers will be 64 and the oldest will hit 82. Yay! Mortality rates climb with age. And for folks in their 60s to 80s, you're looking at roughly 1 to 3% per year, depending on specific age bracket, health, and gender. Women tend to live longer. Boo! Oh, man. So, yes, soon, death will come for them all. Yeah. Some sources suggest around 2.6 million boomers were dying annually as of a couple of years ago, with that number creeping up as the cohort ages. Fuck yeah. Oh, soon you'll be going to the way of the dodos, and then we'll be free from your bullshit. Just saying. If we ballpark it, let's say 2.5 to 3 million deaths per year from 2025 to 2028, 3 years leading up to the election in November. Yeah, and hopefully we start getting better politicians in office, not these pieces of shit that ain't worth a fuck. I'm just saying, right? With the boomers gone, hopefully we get sanity back, right? Right? That's roughly 7.5 to 9 million total, but this is a crude estimate. Could be lower if medical advances keep more folks kicking. I hope not. Or higher if something like a bad flu season or another curveball hits. Yes. Yes, these people need to go. They need to go bad. Problem is, without up-to-date demographic models or actual data, I'm stuck making educated guesses. Yes, we all are. But what can we do? These stupid boomers do some dumbass shit. Yeah, boomers are stupid and they put stupid bitches like this in positions of power. Yeah, you know what this chick is? Yes, this chick is the one that lowered the bond for that one dude that killed that one kid. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about? Let me bring him up. Yeah, that judge lowered this dude's bond down, even though he murdered someone. I guess he starts to say allegedly, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, this dude thinks he could hide in his ivory tower because he has that money now, but nope. He's sooner or later to get out of your house. Oh yes, and vigilantism is gonna be on the rise. Look at Luigi Mangione. You only need one. There's gonna be another one. Who's gonna be the next guy, right? Maybe this guy's twin brother might pay this dude a visit. I don't know. Is it right? No, it's not. But would it feel right? Yes, it will. I don't know, all this fake racism is only towards one race and not the other. I see people doing things to other people, but yeah, it's allowed, right? Everybody hates white supremacy, but when other people are being supremacists of their own rights, that's fine, correct? No, it's not. Racism, any shape, way, or form is wrong. But, whatever, right? I'm the racist, right? Right? Yeah, that's why I can't say my things the way I want to say them, because I'm the stupid one. But, okay then, let's see what happens in the future. Yeah, and please like, share, and subscribe, and join on other platforms, because YouTube is, it's like a psycho ex-girlfriend. She comes and goes and, destruction. Well, you guys take care and be the best people possible, and I do enjoy all you guys, so please, be the best people you can be. Don't be a fool, like boomers here, okay? Well, goodbye.
Different. Yous need you haters to define them, so they create anti-Semites. They love having lists of anti-Semites, because it is these anti-Semites that allow them to have the definition of being separate. And a Jew without a Jew hater is nothing. Jews need their anti-Semitism, which is why Jews invest so much in fighting anti-Semitism and calling attention to anti-Semitism and literally anything, any criticism of Israel or Israeli policies or criticism of what Jews might be doing will be labeled as anti-Semitism or Jew hatred, because Jews flourish from pointing to what they call Jew haters.